There is a word, Zen-ish kind of word, for absolute trust in self. Amyo. Amyo. Can you say it? Amyo. And in the other realms, it's really not a word, it's a kind of a vibration. Amyo. Kind of rolls. Let's do it. Amyo. Absolute trust. Not in the world, not in the outside world, not in other people, not in deities, entities, or anything else, not in aliens, but in yourself. Amyo. Amyo. I am that I am. I know whatever is happening in my life, I'm absolutely creating it for the higher good of myself. Not for punishment. Not for some, I can't swear, but not for some lesson. Not because I'm bad. I'm actually creating it for the greater good. The moment you get to that point, you unlock potentials that were previously unknown to you. The moment you can be in this place of amyo, absolute trust, I'm creating my own life. I don't care what the outside circumstances may look like, I'm still creating it. That's amyo. That's absolute, unconditional, unmental trust in self. Amyo. When you're at that point, which you are, you just have to recognize it, then things can really start moving. Then we start to have some fun, which we'll do in just a moment. Amyo. Amyo is pure, absolutely pure, the purest self. The actually kind of the realization of the I am, Amyo, where you stop doubting everything that happens, you stop trying to analyze it. Everything is created by me for whatever you want to call it, a higher good, for my own expansion, or for my joy of life. Every little thing. That level of trust in self is what all of the ascended masters aspired to, or experienced, I should say, in their final lifetimes on Earth. That, Amyo, is what you could say was the final and perhaps the most joyful step. Imagine, just for a moment, imagine, close your eyes if you choose to, but imagine what it's like to have absolute, unconditional trust in yourself. Amyo. That includes trusting your body, yes? Even if it gets sick or if it has pain, can you trust it? Amyo. No matter what happens, you created it for the love of self. What happens is when you truly begin to have the conscious understanding of Amyo, you quit worrying about the little stuff. You quit worrying about what's going to happen next. You see, because you realize what happens next is absolutely perfect. But the moment you're in the state of Amyo, it opens up all the potentials of an illness, which is really not an illness, it's just a clear signal. It opens up the potential of things like lack of abundance that you've been focusing on, or the lack for so long. Suddenly, when you say, I created that, it expands out. It opens up the true highest potential. Then you don't have to experience all the junk in your life anymore. Then you don't bring in these, what you call, bad scenarios, because there's no need for them anymore. Your, what you would call your soul, has now got your attention, and it was just asking to trust you, to trust yourself.